The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, many home baristas share the same frustration. Despite investing in the expensive fancy machine, the premium beans, all the latest gadgets, their coffee never seems to taste quite as good as the one served in their favourite cafe. So how do you do it? Alan Andrews is here, owner of the Old Barracks Coffee Roastery and the founder of the Bird Hill Coffee Festival, which is coming up in the weekend after next, is it?
Yeah, 26th, 27th, 28th.
For the third time.
Third year, yeah. Third year going. It's great.
Is Bird Hill very much the
Bird Hill is the mecca
connoisseur
of coffee.
Yeah, when it comes to towns.
Yeah.
And listen to me. We all want to make that perfect coffee at home, but I really do think it's very difficult to do to match what you're getting in there.
Yeah, it is. Look, you know, in coffee shops, typically they're investing 20 grand in coffee equipment.
So that's
training baristas. You know, for us, like, we're buying the coffees ourselves on the farm. We're roasting it ourselves. We have complete control over every part of the journey, let's say, of what goes into the eventual cup. When you're at home, it's a different ballgame altogether. You're trying to get out. You have a school run. You know, you just want something that's going to be convenient and quick. And then people end up with god-awful Nespresso pods or something like that. You know,
so, not to your taste, I take it.
Well, you know, there's a convenience, you know, I guess that's it. Yeah.
Listen, you've loads of stuff that you've brought into me here today. So what's going on? What am I to do?
I wanted to give you just a quick look at, we do this thing at the coffee festival, it's called the Taste Off. We give people three cups and three sets of three cups, and they've got to find the odd one out from each cup.
Oh,
and
so that's what I've got to do.
So there are two of them are the same and one is different. And just have a taste.
So I have to taste it. Well, I smell them first.
Yeah, smell and smell and taste and see if you can get anything different.
I think it's that one.
You've done two so far. It could be. So these are just three coffees.
No, I think it's this one.
So you got to taste them. Do I slurp? Yeah, you got to.
Is this warm? Is this cold?
No, it's actually lukewarm. Yeah, I made them about an hour ago at this stage. Mm-hmm. So just taste. They're really light brews. They're probably called cupping brews. So we brew coffee like this for quality control.
Tastes strong.
Yeah, and
to my mind now.
Yeah, so we just brew these like this, and then we taste them. And what we do at the festival is people can come along and they can taste the nine cups in total, and whoever gets the most correct in the fastest time wins £500 worth of coffee goods.
But all I have to do is find out which one is
one
different.
Out of three. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that one is different to that one, okay?
Yeah. So these are just, they're all coffees from Brazil.
Oh God, now I'm completely confused.
Yeah, that's what happens.
I think this one is different to those two.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yeah. So that's Brazil Guarda. It's like Garda. And it's a coffee, a natural coffee from Brazil that we roasted. And the other one is Brazil Lagoinha. So they're just two coffee farms. So it's the exact same coffee variety. Just think red apples, green apples. They're all from a different farm and they taste completely different.
Okay, and what have I got here in this little tub?
So I just brought you a little bowl of actual raw green coffee beans. So this is what coffee beans look like when they're raw. They're green and they're hard. They're like peanuts and they smell like peas or green. If you give it a good shake, you might.
I think it smells like cocoa.
Cocoa, yeah. You'll get loads of different like little notes off it. And that's the amazing thing about coffee. It's actually got...
So what happens? Is this what you get?
Yeah, we get that green bean.
You get
all
the green bean
from Brazil,
and
Colombia,
you roast
wherever.
This then, do you?
Yeah, we roast that. Usually to about a temperature of 198 degrees. It takes about 12 minutes. And then we let it rest for a week or two. And then it looks like this when it's finished.
Okay, and then, this looks like coffee beans, as we would know, the sort of nutty brown colour.
Yeah.
So then what do you do?
Just cook it. So then we have to grind it. So I've ground this one for you, so you can smell those. They all smell very differently.
Oh, gosh, that's really strong.
Yeah, so I just ground that fresh outside. That's a coffee from Colombia. It's called La Victoria, and it's really, really fruity and loads of flavour in it. And then the other one that I gave you is our Costa Rica.
I'm kind of addicted to smell it, even though... It's really, really strong, and I don't know if it's that pleasant, but
yeah,
it's. I keep wanting to go back and have another go.
Yeah, because you're trying to kind of smell what's in there. You know, what's the actual smell? And then the other one I gave you, the actual big beans are, this is a micro lot that we sell in our shop. It's €20 a cup for that one. The whole bean.
Oh yeah,
the whole bean. I gave you. Yeah, that's, if you smell that one, put the lid on to give it a shake, and you'll get some fruity smells off it. Okay. And that's a really expensive coffee.
And I'm just intrigued by the notion of a coffee festival in Bird Hill in Tipperary.
Yeah.
So who's going to this? Like, what? Who are your audience?
So we have people that come from all over the country that are actually just interested in making great coffee at home. It's really simple like that. We've got Sage Coffee Machine guys there doing demonstrations and helping people make better coffee. We have people coming that even have coffee shops and they're sending their staff to do little workshops, because we've workshops going on upstairs in the main building all day Saturday and Sunday, learning to pour latte art. Mm-hmm. And I just met Shane, a guy, one of our customers on Thursday, who was there at the first year, and he won a coffee machine at the festival. So, and we're giving away two machines again this year. So we lots of people.
You've got
at
wine
home,
though, and Pilates and all sorts of things. I was having a look at the website today.
But it's not drunk Pilates. They're not happening at the same
combine,
time. You know,
you
no.
The
wine
the
is on Wednesday night. So we've a wine shop in Birdhill as well, and I'm big into wine. So we have a mega wine tasting, to use the meme. And it's a good opportunity for people. Actually, a lot of people who understand flavors in coffee understand the flavors in wine.
Yeah.
So we're trying to get people away from drinking matcha, because this thing with matcha is going berserk, and I just can't understand.
There's a lot of
all.
It around, all right. And it can be very hit and miss.
Hit and miss, it's grass. Like, it's may as like well grass. Just go to Stephen's Green there and grind some up
tastes
and put
like,
into a glass.
Do you know when you were small and if you grew up on a farm and they did hay? No, you didn't, you're Dublin, right?
So yeah, I'm Dublin.
Hay on the farm and you might like have a little taste. That's what it's like. It's like hay.
I don't.
It's like drinking hay.
Yeah. I was thinking spinach. I was like, what is this? People are going out spending green, like 7-8 euros a cup to drink this. Like, just come back in and have a cup of coffee and just do that. It'd be much better.
The old barracks.ie is where people go if they want all the details of
Google
the festival and to go and have a nice coffee in Birdhill the weekend after next. Thanks so much. I'm glad I got your little taste test right.
But
I didn't think that would work for me, but I'm delighted.
I won't tell if you did get it right or not. But
did I not get it right?
I know you did.
Alan, thanks so much. Thanks for being so nice to me as well. Alan Andrews, we'll take a break.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.